that a shock to some people that the world's going to go on without him? Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. Yeah, Solomon came to that realization that, you know, a man passes on his stuff to the next generation. But God remembers our work. But as touching yesterday's dissertation, it is true that God is able to clean up the mess, you know, and there's going to be a mess left, not after the snatching away, because I teach that the snatching away is going to be clean and invisible and rippleless, relatively. I mean, sure, we're going to be gone, and our relatives are going to wonder where we are. And there may be some babies left behind who will be well taken care of. Did I say left behind? I didn't mean to impose any sort of term that would make one think of the horrendous Christian movie of The Snatching Away, which is really, they have everything transposed. They think The Snatching Away is going to be followed by a train of disaster, wrecks, plane crashes, everything like that. I don't know. No, that's not going to happen because it's such a small amount of people who believe Paul today. There are even people I know of who teach Paul, teach the distinguishing factors between the circumcision and the uncircumcision, but they don't believe Paul. It's a phenomenon. So, you know, there are maybe 500 people who are going to be snatched away. So, relatively speaking, it's not going to be a big deal. But the big deal is going to be these events of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Now, the specificity of this 144,000, I'm pushing hard for literal. I'm pushing hard for it because literal if possible, and it's very possible. And we have an indication of it because of the tribes mentioned and the tribes not mentioned. And besides that, if 144,000, which is such a precise, beautiful number, we're going to see that God lists numbers like this in other places of Scripture. We have no reason to take it figuratively there, so we're not going to take it figuratively here. If that number is figurative, is spiritual. Well, it is spiritual, but it can be spiritual without being metaphorical, without being real. Then what the heck does it represent? It doesn't represent anything. It's 12,000 individuals who will be males, not a woman among them. That's right. Not a woman among the 144,000. And if women are offended by that, I can't help it. It's great, sure, to be part of the 144,000. But as we're going to see, there's also an innumerable throng of people. I almost said thong. Don't want to talk about that vast thong again. And then it doesn't say that those are specifically males. And again, to wrap this up, the fact that they are celibates speaks to the association of sex with idolatry closely in Israel. And so there's not going to be even a suspicion here concerning these people. The suspicion is always there. As soon as men and women walk in the same room, there's suspicion. Something's going wrong. It's a man and a woman. Oh, no. God made men and women, but he made this potential so great for misunderstanding. So they're delivered of this. It's same with Paul. Paul had the right to take a wife. He says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, but he didn't use the right. Not that he didn't have it. It's because he was under such scrutiny as the inaugurator of this evangel that he didn't want even the possibility that someone could even make up something about him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Satan doesn't need facts. I found this in my own life. Satan doesn't need facts. He only needs an inference, or just out-and-out lie. People lied about Paul. Paul was in jail because people thought he was a lawbreaker. They thought he brought Trophimus into the sanctuary, and that's why the whole thing erupted, and he was on trial in Rome. But he hadn't done that. But Satan doesn't care about facts. Satan only cares if there are false witnesses. Our Lord, false witness, false witness. Two false witnesses came up, and they couldn't agree with each other. This will happen to you, members of the body of Christ, and it's horrific. It's the worst thing that can happen to you, to have lies told about you, and the people believe lies about you. All you can do is just put your horse blinders on, keep your eyes straight ahead, do your work, live as unto the Lord, do your work as unto the Lord, and it's all going to be sorted out in the end. You're going to be justified in the end. And whatever adjustment you do need, because you're not perfect, and contrary to popular opinion, I, Martin Zender, am not perfect either. This is a great revelation. Happy to tell you. All this stuff's going to be adjusted, and I'm going to be glad for it at the dais of Christ. As Zender, you really got it coming at the great white throne or the dais of Christ. You're going to find out. Great. Great. And so are you, my friend. We're all going to find out stuff about us that we didn't know. And it's all going to be sorted out, and it's going to be great. So the 144,000 are celibate males. But look at this differentiation. There are, some of you may find the following program, warning, the following program may concern, may contain material that will be boring and objectionable to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised, because you will be bored to find out that, for instance, the tribe of Dan is not mentioned. I'm back into chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, talking about the tribes. Levi is included, which is unusual, because Levi is usually not included in the enumeration of Israel. Dan is left out, and there's a reason for that. And also Ephraim, right? Or is Ephraim here? I think Ephraim's out of here too, and there's a reason. And so this is very specific. And so it's so specific and so beautiful in which tribe is included in the ceiling, which tribe is excluded, that to say this is symbolic, symbolic of what? It's too freaking literal to be symbolic. If it was simply symbolic, then Israel would be enumerated as it usually is, the tribes that are usually mentioned. But it's not. It's specific. It's special. It's special. Because, as I said, elsewhere, Levi is not counted among the tribes, and Joseph is represented by his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. That makes 12. But here, in this enumeration of chapter 7, Ephraim is not mentioned. Instead, his father Joseph is mentioned, and another anomaly is Levi is included while Dan is omitted. So our question would be, what's the reason for this? Oh, that's different than doubting it, because it doesn't make sense to us. We're just going to look into the reason behind it, and God does have a reason behind it. Now, when God made a covenant with Israel, and I'm going to explain it now, he had a big thing against idolatry because he hates other images of himself. That's why he hated idolatry, because he could be misrepresented. The same reason we hate lies, because we're misrepresented. Misrepresentation is horrible, people. Horrible. And our Lord was misrepresented, what he said. You're misrepresented. You're lied about. It's terrible. God also thinks it's terrible. He doesn't want to be lied about. So he has an authorized image, Jesus Christ. And if anyone would make an unauthorized image, they're assuming that God could be the likeness of wood or stone, and he hated it. And so, thou shalt have no other God before thee, number one commandmento. So he is really hates idolatry, and he warns them about it. But not everybody listened to him. There was a special covenant God made concerning idolatry in the land of Moab. There's a reference here, Deuteronomy 29. What's happening with my sound? Verses 1 through 20. Hang on a second. Am I coming across too strong here? I don't want to be obnoxious. Hang on. But testing 1, 2, 3. All right. I don't know what I just did. It was sounding funny in my headphones. So if we go to Deuteronomy 29, 1:20, we're going to find out that Dan was a bad boy. The tribe of Dan was very bad. Let's go to that, Deuteronomy 29, and in verse 16. For you know how we dwell in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the midst of the nations through which you possessed. And you have seen their abominations. That was a problem. Israel went through the nations. They saw their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold. And some of them were quite attractive to them. It's like they shopped for another god. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away this day from Jehovah, our God. This is Moses speaking, I'm pretty sure. To go to serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. Ah, wormwood, absinthe. Kind of like that asteroid that's going to come plummeting to earth. And it comes to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart. Well, no, you're wrong. Jehovah will not pardon him. So it talks about the sin of idolatry. So after the Israelites had taken Heshbon and Bashan, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh had settled in the land that had once been given over to idol worship, but they dabbled in the idols, and God blotted out their name. The 18th chapter of Judges gives an account. I'm not going to go there. Go there yourself if you want to read it. I'm not extremely interested in this, but I just, again, my goal here, I'm not wasting time. I'm not marking time. I'm trying to show you the reason Dan is not mentioned in chapter 7 when we talk about how many, there's no 12,000 sealed from the tribe of Dan. It's like they're on their own. And there are none sealed from Ephraim either. They're on their own, relatively speaking. They're not protected. But Levi suddenly is here to make up for 12. And again, all these are specific things God does, and this will help show you that he means what he says. It's not a figure of speech here. So if you're bored about this, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bored about it myself. Not too bad. I get more interesting as I look into it. But the 18th chapter of Judges will give you an extended account of how the tribes of Dan stole a graven image, and that was not a good thing. They actually set it up, and they had a priest for it. Not only did they steal a graven image, they set it up, and they hired a priest to go between them and this stupid, dumb, non-speaking, idiotic, non-thinking, non-verbal, mentally challenged idol, a small g god. Hence, they as a tribe are not sealed from the terrors of the tribulation. Dan is not sealed. They're not listed there. Besides, when the kingdom was divided after Solomon's death, Jeroboam, he didn't want the people to go up to Jerusalem. He was jealous. So he set up two golden calves. Two. Yeah, if you think one's bad, two's even worse. One was in Dan and one was in Bethel in Ephraim. And this is always referred to as the great sin which the son of Nebat introduced into Israel. Sorry, this is God's operation, not mine. I would let these people go. I would let them go with a warning, with a verbal warning, not God. He impales them on stakes, which is terrible. I wouldn't have done that. But, you know, I'm not God. Therefore, just so you know, both Dan and Ephraim are left to suffer with the idolaters of the end time, and they lose their representation in the 144,000. My God. God kind of remembers the idolatry. And this is such a blessing. Because of that idolatry, way back then, thousands of years ago, in the tribulation, Dan and who else did I say? Ephraim is not sealed. Unbelievable. And Levi is substituted. They put Levi in there, which is unusual because Levi is usually not enumerated with the 12 because they could take care of themselves. Well, they're taken care of. They're taken care of by the other tribes because they're the priestly tribe and they get the tithe. All right. So the exclusion of Levi from an allotment was no hardship for them, but they're in here. They're sealed here. So God doesn't forget when it comes to Israel. And thank God that, see, you could see now, not only does this show you how literal this is, that God makes adjustments, and I'm not gonna seal Dan and Ephraim. I'm going to put Levi in there, which I usually don't do. Now, in the end, they're all going to have their allotment. It's going to come back to normal after the tribulation, but it's just like God remembers this. He so hates idolatry that thousands and thousands of years later, no, we're not going to seal Dan. Where's the 12,000 from Dan? Nope, don't you remember back there when he stole the idol, took the graven image, set up a priest? Oh, God, yeah, we remember that, so... Not going to do it. It's symbolic, you're telling me? The 144,000 is not literal. It's symbolic? No. It's literal as can be. But what I want to leave you with here on this Epic Tuesday, when we're looking into the details of the 144,000, is that God does not deal with you in this way. I know I'm wearing my conch-colored shirt today because I'm trying to make up for the potential dryness of this topic. But suddenly I'm fascinated in it. I fascinate myself as I talk about this. God doesn't deal with us like this. He doesn't remember our sins. In fact, our sins are gone. They were crucified with Christ. Read Romans chapter 6. Your sins were taken to the grave with Christ. Your old humanity was crucified. There's no chance of this happening. This is why the book of the unveiling is not for us. We're not going through it. Otherwise, God would be dealing with us as he deals with Dan. Nah, I remember, Martin, you disobeyed me back there on October the 3rd, 1965. Your dad told you to go to bed before Get Smart, but you stayed up when your dad was in the kitchen eating a sandwich and you watched Get Smart. And your dad said not to. So I remember that, Martin, and I'm not going to set you in your proper allotment. Well, I was going to put you in a great place, but no, you had to watch Get Smart. Dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, that's enough for today. I'm not sure what we're going to do tomorrow, but I'm glad you're going to be here with me because I enjoyed this fellowship, and God enjoys it too. And if Paul were alive, he'd be smiling. He's not alive, he's dead. But if he were alive, he would love every minute of this.